The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today we're going to look at high Sabbaths, why we're here, and the essence of my message to you. The overview: we look at the high Sabbaths in September 2021, what's coming up in the next few weeks, the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the First Day of Tabernacles, and the Great Day of Tabernacles. We'll then look at why we are here. We'll then discuss why we are here, that we are here in order to be friends of the Creator, to enjoy His creation with Him, to discover, invent, build, construct, experiment with Him. We're also here to fight the battle in the spiritual realm for Him and to pray His will on earth. We'll then look at the essence of my message to you. We will note that you were created to be a friend and that you choose where you spend eternity. We note it is available to you to live above sin, and it is available to you to be highly anointed. It is also available to you to initiate revival and touch the lives of millions. I will share a challenge to you and share more for you to read and offer some conclusions. We then examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, SlideShare, and YouTube. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. It's www.endtimeissueministries.org. For more information in particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with Father. See also relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Look at the top menu of the show and then podcast for previous broadcasts. So let's talk about the upcoming High Sabbaths in 2021 in September. So we're entering the season when four of the Creator's High Sabbaths occur. These are the most set apart or holy days in his annual calendar. They are days we should take off work and domestic chores and focus purely on worship and the service of Father, which might include time in prayer, reading about him and his matters, etc. No commercial or business work, no secular activities, etc. If your relationship with the Creator means anything to you, I encourage you to book these days off work now. Folks, this is so important. This is time that's set apart to serve him, to worship him, to get closer to him. There are these 7 days through the year that are really, really important. And I really encourage you to go with it. So the first of these is the Yom Teruah, or the Feast of Trumpets. It's Thursday the 9th of September 2021, so it's next Thursday from sunrise to sunrise. You should sound the ram's horn trumpet, also known as the shofar. If you search on Amazon for shofar, you will find a wide selection. Ideally, one should sound the shofar a few times at the start of the day. Purse your lips and blow. There's a bit of an art to it. Apart from this, refrain from all secular business and domestic activities and focus entirely on Father and his affairs. As a general rule for most people, I would suggest that you read whatever writings have come to you. If you're short of ideas, there's a very large amount of information on the website, and I would suggest that you spend time on the website and read as many articles as you feel led to read. There's a series of articles that I've done in the last 6-8 months on the essence of my message on a variety of things. Some of those articles are very concise, and we'll look at a couple of them immediately after the discussion of the Sabbaths, and others are quite substantial. The key point, if you want to read the Bible, read other anointed books by other people. If you've never read the Quran, you might want to read the Quran. There's a page on the website about important information, and you'll find a list of books there that are worth reading, such as Dead Men's Secrets, which will give you a lot of indication of what the world was like before the flood and so forth. The next day, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is the most set apart or holiest day in the year. It runs from sunset Friday the 17th of September to sunset Saturday the 18th of September. It's a water-only fast. Eat an early meal before sunset on the Friday and a late meal after sunset on Saturday. Apart from this, eat nothing but drink plenty of water. Refrain from all secular and domestic activities and focus entirely on Father and his affairs. You may take communion, the bread and wine of the covenant, to rehearse the covenant of Yeshua, morning and evening of the 18th of September. That's important. If you're on medication that requires you to have food in your stomach before you take the medication, then take up to a slice of bread and a half glass of grape juice or red grape juice or red wine in order to have some lining in your stomach. The communion, with the communion, with the rehearsing the covenant, pray whatever you want to pray in terms of your goals for the 12 months ahead. Really use this as an opportunity to get close to Father. And if you're not totally committed to keeping all of these high Sabbaths, then you should keep this day as an absolute minimum. This is the most important day in the year as far as Father is concerned. So really encourage you to do that. Fasting is helpful. And remember that Yeshua is the sacrifice for atonement, and be grateful for that. There's an article on the death of Yeshua on the website. You might want to read that as well. Then the first day of Sukkot, first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, that's on Thursday the 23rd of September, from sunrise to sunrise. This is a feast day. It also happens that Yeshua was born on this day. So if you have a need to commemorate the birth of Yeshua, this is the day to do that, not Christmas. Note, however, that this is not necessary. If you feel you've been disadvantaged by not observing Easter and New Year celebrations, you might engage in a comparable celebration this year. Apart from this, refrain from all secular business and domestic activities and focus entirely on Father and his affairs. So Sukkot is essentially in the Northern Hemisphere a harvest festival. So it's a time of rejoicing. So in contrast to Yom Kippur, which is a fast, Sukkot is a time of celebration, as I've said. And as I said also, is if you have found Christmas important and the celebration of Yeshua's birth important, then this is the day to commemorate the birth of Yeshua, not the 25th of December, which is a completely pagan, i.e. satanic holiday. And it's tragic the way people celebrate Christmas and totally ignore the real date of Yeshua's birth. So the great day of Sukkot, the eighth day, the Feast of Tabernacles, Thursday the 30th of September 2021. It's a great feast. This is the day that Yeshua was circumcised. It's not necessary to particularly observe this. In fact, I certainly don't observe it. I think the key thing about the birth of Yeshua is simply just to remember that it was at that time. I downplay it and focus on Father Yah. If you feel let down by not keeping the Christmas celebration, this is the day to have a major feast of comparable proportions. If you have a need to have a really big party, like a Christmas celebration, and you are committed to not observing Christmas and Easter and New Year, which are pagan feasts, then this is the day to have a really big party. But at the same time, don't lose sight of the fact that you're worshipping the Creator. Apart from that, refrain from all secular business and domestic activities and focus entirely on Father and his affairs. If you seriously desire to draw closer to Father, I encourage you to observe these four high Sabbaths most strictly. For more information, see the True Sabbaths page on the website. It's about halfway down the menu. So the next portion that I'd like to look at is based on an article I wrote in January of this year, Why Are We Here? A question that it seems most people do not ask and therefore do not answer is, why are we here? Why do humans exist? Why does this planet exist? Etc. Following are some key points. One, to be friends of the Creator. Fundamentally, the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, created this universe, this solar system, this planet, plants, animals, and us human beings for one reason. He was lonely and he wanted friends to fellowship with. If you're not making a real effort to know him and become his friend, you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. See the articles. Creator desires friends. Good, insufficient relationship is what counts. And critical elements of becoming a friend, all on the main menu of the website. Folks, there's a couple of articles on creation on the website. The one most recent is the essence of my message regarding creation. If you haven't got a really deep realization of just how sophisticated and how complex and how beautiful the whole of creation is, the universe, the solar system, the planet Earth. And yes, Earth was mashed up during the so-called flood, massive tectonic events. So the Earth is not anywhere near as beautiful as it was when it was first created. But fundamentally, if you look at everything, I eat an orange for breakfast every day, and I just marvel at the complexity of the design and the fact that I've been eating oranges just about my entire life, and they're always the same. They taste the same. They look the same. It's wonderful how he's created us. And he created us to be friends. He created us because he was lonely. So if you're running around doing all sorts of things and you know, just slow down and take time to get to know him. He wants you to know him. He knows you. He also created us to enjoy his creation with him. So Father is pleased with the fundamentals of his creation, which he created for us to enjoy with him. So he wants us to enjoy every facet of the creation, the astronomy, the plants, the animals, the scenery, the different foods, etc. He desires for us to thoroughly enjoy it all and share with him in doing this. Most people enjoy these things, but very few people actually include him in their enjoyment. An example here is David Attenborough, who's such a fantastic authority on nature, but who doesn't believe in the Creator. And at one stage, Father said to me that he knows David Attenborough well because he's enjoyed sharing with David the wonders of his creation, the wonders of the plants and, well, particularly the animal domain. And yet he's so sad that David doesn't know him, doesn't talk to him. And so Father is forced to get enjoyment out of his creation with unbelievers because so few believers actually enjoy his creation. Just isolated people here and there who enjoy the creation. Most of them are unbelievers. It's tragic. I'm not sure that I'm getting this across sufficiently, but Father wants you to enjoy his creation, and he wants to enjoy it with you. He wants to enjoy you enjoying his creation. And then he created us to discover, invent, build, construct, experiment with him. He desires for us to design, invent, build, construct, experiment. Use everything that he created to learn and grow with him. He is creative, and he enjoys it when we are creative and involve him in our creativity. We're intensely creative, but very few people actually include Father in the experimentation and creative endeavors. If you pray constantly for wisdom and understanding, if you ask him to help you, whether it's with your job, even if it's a fairly menial job, if you're in a position to be creative as a person who's in a research environment, ask him to help you with that. He understands everything far better than we do. And at the same time, he's learning with us. So if you are inventing some device or some machine or some computer software or building some building, he wants to be part of that. He wants to do that with you. And again, he is constrained because of the few believers there are and the extent to which most of the believers are not really active in the fields that I'm talking about. He spends a lot of his time sort of half enjoying this creativity of human beings he's created with people who don't even believe he exists. I'm not sure I'm getting my message across. It's, to me, it's just so sad. It's so tragic. He went to such enormous trouble and effort to create everything. And now he's left out of it most of the time. It's so sad. And then he created us to fight the battle in the spiritual realm for him. Father has dedicated all authority on earth to humans, sons and daughters of Adam. So to fight the war against the spiritual forces of wickedness on earth, the satanic messengers or angels and demons or ancestor spirits, the deceased human beings, he has chosen to limit himself to operate through us. He needs us to set the earth free of Satan's influence and pave the way for Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus by many, to return in victory at the end of the millennium, which is around May 3003, roughly 982 years from now. Virtually no one understands this, let alone is doing anything about it. So see Yeshua not soon about 3003 on the website. Folks, neither Yah, the Creator, nor Satan can do anything on earth unless it is called into existence by a human being, a son of or daughter of Adam. And one of the things that the satanic realm, the demonic realm, have got very right is to trick the believers into thinking that God's going to do it all, that Jesus is going to do it all. That's not so. We have to do it. There are a number of verses that say that Yeshua will return with his enemies as his footstool, when his enemies are his footstool. If we don't make his enemies his footstool, Yeshua is not going to return. We need to pray. We need to get our lives right. We need to get victory over sin. He also created us to pray his will on earth. An essential extension of the previous point is that the Almighty needs us to know his will on earth and to pray that will into existence. Again, almost no one understands this, let alone does anything about it. Folks, we're in a situation where, at this point in time, Father says that the way things are going at the moment, in 100 years from now, there will not be a single believer who, at any material level, believes in the Creator, let alone is in any shape or form able to do the will of the Creator. In 200 years, if we continue the way we're going at the moment, the humanity on earth will implode with massive satanic and demonic activity into barbarism, the Dark Ages again. But it'll be the Dark Ages on steroids. What we had in the Dark Ages with the brutality and the pogroms and the inquisitions, etc., will be nothing compared to what we will have in 200 years' time if we do not radically change the way things are going. And it's up to you and me to do something about it. And what I would say to you is it's absolutely available to you right now, the person who's listening to me, to become a mighty warrior in Father's service, a general. Get filled with his spirit, get your life above sin, and go out and heal people, preach with fire and authority, and turn the situation around. I hope this has caused you to think differently about your existence on earth and has challenged you to seek to become a friend of the Creator. There's much more information on the website. And I want to take you to another of my recent articles, also in 2021, in July. The second article I published, The Essence of My Message to You. So this is really my heartfelt message to you listening to this message or reading the transcript. I want to say to you that the Creator is real, and it's vital to come to this understanding. If you don't have a deep, settled assurance that the Almighty is real, then that's the point of departure. That's the first thing you need to do. Look on the website, The Essence of Message Regarding Creation, fairly detailed analysis of different facets of creation, of plants, animals, etc., that evidence the existence of a Creator. Then also near the top of the menu, Why Believe, and then Why I Believe, which looks at my experiences, some of my supernatural experiences, which leave me with absolute 100% certainty that the Creator exists, that I hear Him, that I have a relationship with Him, and that He wants you to have at least as close a relationship as I have with Him. And then The Essence of My Message, which is essentially a follow-on to this section that I'm talking about tonight. So I can't stress that enough, folks. If you are not absolutely sure the Creator exists, download the art or read the webpage, Essence of a Message Regarding Creation, and come to a realization of just how much evidence there is of His existence. Now, I made this point earlier, and I just want to make it from a slightly different angle. You were created to be a friend. Yes, you, not the person to the left of you, the right of you, in front of you, behind you. You, who are hearing me right now, you were created to be a friend. We were created for one purpose only, to be friends of the Creator, to walk with Him, to talk with Him, and be in deep personal relationship with Him. We've just looked at that article, Why Are We Here? And then there's another one you might want to look at, The Essence of Becoming a Friend of Yah. And there's another one on relationship with Yah. Folks, many, many years ago, Father was lonely. He decided to create friends for himself, intelligent beings who could engage with him, who could exercise their will and discretion and make choices, and who could serve him voluntarily. And he set about creating a huge mass of material. He created the periodic table of the elements. He exploded that out to create the universe, the solar system, and then he juggled things into position, formed planets, got our solar system to just the right geometry and topology, got planet Earth just right, created the plants and the animals, and eventually he created us with one objective, for us to be his friends. And there's virtually nobody on the earth who's his friend. It's so sad. I hope I can get that message across to you. Next point, you choose where you spend eternity. I touched on this in the opening of this program. You get to choose where you spend eternity by the way you live your life. You can qualify for a high throne with great esteem and great power, or you can end up in the outer darkness, the trash heap of heaven. Or you cannot go to heaven at all and remain on earth as an ancestor, spirit, or demon if you're an unbeliever. It's entirely up to you. See the article on the website, Where Are You Going? So few people understand this. The people who end up on thrones generally get there by accident. There's very few people that I know of who are intentionally aware of the possibility that they could qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity, and who are consciously and actively setting out to do that. And I would encourage you to do that. This whole program today is about choices that you can make. There's so much tendency to wait for somebody else. If we go back a few decades, highly anointed men and women of yore, big churches, big congregations, but virtually nobody was telling the congregation, you too can be a mighty servant. And so I would challenge you today to set out to become a mighty servant. My next point is, it's available to you to live above sin. It's inherent in the previous four points. It's available to you to live above sin. It's what's required. And then there's an article, what is required to live above sin, on the website. Folks, there's a whole lot of wrong teaching that says that we are all sinners and we're saved by grace, and there's nothing about we can do about it, so we just keep sinning. And if you don't choose to comply with all 10 of the 10 commandments and the great commandment, and do that day in, day out, minute in, minute out, second in, second out, you're missing a key point. You cannot be in victory over the satanic and demonic realm if you have sin in your life, because the minute you have sin in your life, it makes you a servant of Satan, and your authority then is very limited. Most of the time, people who minister deliverance don't realize it, but the demonic realm is just playing games with them. If you don't get rid of your sin, the demons have a legal right to come back. So you need to get rid of your sin, and then it's easy to get rid of your demons. If you don't get rid of your sin, the demons will just keep on coming back and coming back and coming back, and it'll get worse and worse. So uninformed deliverance is not a great idea. It's also available to you to be highly anointed. It's available to you to be highly filled with the Spirit of the Almighty, also known as anointed, and for you to operate in great power. See the article, How to Become an Anointed One, on the website. Folks, by the word anointed is meant the outpouring of the Spirit of the Almighty, the set-apart Spirit of the Almighty, the Holy Spirit of the Almighty. Holy is correct, is a meaningless religious English word. The correct translation is set apart. The Hebrew word is kodesh or kadosh, and it means to be separated from the world. And if you separate yourself from the world, Father will give you His separated Spirit, His set apart Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to fill you and give you power and authority. Yeshua only began performing miracles at the age of 30 when Yohanan John immersed him in the Jordan and the Spirit of the Almighty descended on Yeshua like a dove. You can be filled with the Spirit like that too. Yeshua said, because I go to the Father, you will do greater works than I have done. There's not a single person on earth today who's doing greater works than Yeshua did. There's not even anybody who's close to doing the same works that Yeshua did on a sustained basis. The odd, isolated incidents of people walking on water and so forth, but very, very isolated, very infrequent. Yet you could be such a person. The only thing that's standing between you and being such a person is you and your mistaken belief that somehow this is something that's only reserved for some special person and not for you. And then I want to take the previous couple of points and say it's available to you to initiate revival. If you take the previous points seriously and you go all out to apply what I've recommended, it is available to you to initiate a revival and turn millions of people to Yah, the eternally self-existing, the almighty creator. See, will you initiate a revival with me on the website? Folks, what do I mean by revival? I mean a turning to Father. I mean powerful preaching about Father. I'm with accompanied by signs and wonders. I mean a return to the truths of Father. I've done a huge amount of work over the last 23 and a half years researching and collating, led by Father's Spirit, by His anointing, a whole lot of truths that are really important. They're available on the website. There's over 1,000 web pages, over 1,000 articles. There's a collection of books published 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, which amounts to about 9,000 A4 pages. There's a huge amount of information available. It's up to you to take it, get filled with the Spirit, get victory over sin, learn to walk in Emunah, or otherwise known as faith, and start to perform miracles. Start to preach with authority. Let the fire of the Spirit fall. I once ministered, I was blessed with such an anointing for a short while in 1994, and preaching in a small assembly. The power of the Spirit fell such that almost the entire congregation ended up on the floor weeping and crying out and repenting of their sins. That community was changed by that one event. You can do the same. So I have a challenge to you today. No matter where you stand with the Creator at this moment, take a decision to seek a deep personal relationship with Him and become His friend. See the article, 7 Components of Drawing Close, near the bottom of the menu of the website, for detailed guidance on how to do this in practice. You're welcome to email me and I will support you in whatever way I can to accomplish this objective. If you decide to go all out for this objective, please pray along the following lines. Father Yah, Almighty Creator, I recognize that you exist and that I was created to be your friend. I ask you now to help me to become your friend. I ask you to help me to qualify for a high throne in heaven for eternity. I ask you to help me to live above sin. I ask you to enable me to become a highly anointed one, deeply filled with your Spirit. I ask you to help me to initiate a major revival. Please guide me and teach me. Bring the people you want into my life and take the people you do not want in my life out. Please open the doors that you want open in my life and close the doors that you want closed. Take me by the hand and guide me. I commit my life to you. Thank you for guiding me. Amen. Folks, if you pray that prayer and follow it through, it will radically change your life. And basically, once you've prayed that once, I would suggest you pray it again every day with minor modifications to reflect the fact that you've already prayed it once. But it's there for you. It's there for every single person on the planet to become a friend of the Almighty. So some more for you to read. If you've taken me seriously, I recommend the following further reading. If you're a Christian, read The Essence of My Message to Christians. If you're Jewish, read The Essence of My Message for Jews. If you're Muslim, read The Essence of My Message to Muslims. And if you're of another religion, read The Essence of My Message to other religions. And if you did not believe prior to listening to this broadcast, read the article Essence of My Message if you do not believe in the Creator. They're all near the top of the website. In all cases, read The Essence of My Message regarding Yeshua, Jesus, and the miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' death. And please feel free to email me with questions and requests for your support. As I mentioned earlier, there's over a thousand articles and about 1,000 web pages, and it runs to over 10,000 A4 pages. The books themselves run to 9,000. I've probably written close to another 1,000 pages in the last 2 years. I claim that most of what I've written in the last 23 years is written under some level of anointing and some level of inspiration. Father has said to me that it's a very valuable resource. It contains a lot of information you won't find anywhere else, but I think if you pray about it, you'll find that it's intuitively sound. The fundamental issue is not whether what I've written is sound. There's errors in it because I've been learning continuously. The issue is for you to get to a place where you hear Father clearly enough that he can tell you what is from him and what is not, whether it's my writings or anybody else's writings. That is so important. So in conclusion, I urge you to take this message really seriously and to read all the articles that I cited and put the 7 components of drawing close article into practice. The 7 components of drawing close goes into prayer, recommended prayers. It goes into fasting, recommended fasts. It goes into worship, recommended worship songs. And it goes into cleansing, which is the most important section, which goes into all the facets of symbolic shaving to cut off ties with the spirit, the worldly system, the demonic realm, to anointing with oil, anointing with the blood of the covenant, to triple immersion, to prayers to get rid of demons. And if you really take the 7 components of drawing close article seriously, it was written around about the Day of Atonement in 2014 under a fairly strong anointing, a fairly high level of inspiration. So I commend it to you. It'll take you about 2 years to fully apply what's in that document, what's in that web page. And I am very confident that if you do that by the end of 2 years, you will be close to Father. And if you pray what I just gave you to pray a few minutes ago, and you take all of this seriously, and you make it your goal to do greater works than Yeshua did, give you a couple of years working at it, doing all the things that I've spoken about, everything in that document, you will get to a place where you are walking in power and authority and making a real difference on the earth. So I'd like to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator today. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Inherent in a lot of what I've said this evening is this principle of getting to hear Father clearly. You need to fast, you need to pray, you need to worship, but you can learn to hear his still small voice. You can learn to discern accurately when he speaks to you. You can come to a place where you talk on his behalf, that you communicate what he communicates to you, to others, both in a guiding way and in a teaching way. It's all there for you, folks. It's all available. It's all possible. He wants that from you. He wants that with you. He wants you to talk to him when you, every moment you've got say, Father, should I send this letter? Please, is that letter okay? Or what do I do now? What do you suggest? Engage with him. It's what he created you for. Then on the website, some key documents and a video and the main menu web pages. Right at the top of the menu, there's a document called the Compendium of Important Articles, and it's about 50 or 60 articles listed in a suggested sequence of reading, although you can jump all over the place. It's intended just to provide some structure to the table, to the main menu. And on the second line of the menu, there's a video on Y-Seek relationship. Very important, worth watching. Then the miracle of Yeshua's death, important reading. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components in drawing close, we've spoken to. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? The essence of my message to Christians. All very important articles on the website. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's End Time Issue Ministries, one word. Transcript of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. And recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page. And they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. And then visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search is particularly powerful. You've got a lot of the functionality of Google to search the website. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know. And we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. I want to stress, folks, Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your skin color, your hair color, your eye color. Whoever you are, wherever you are, Father wants you to become his friend. It's there for you. I've touched on a whole lot of facets of how you get there. There's pretty much all the information you need to do this on the website, and I'm very happy to help you. Thank you so much. Good night. Father.